Most people of a certain age have clear memories of the war in Vietnam. This week on Senior Voices, we hear from Brenda Stone. Born in 1939 and raised in Jefferson Township, she worked at the Delco Products Plant in Kettering for 20 years. Brenda shared her thoughts on the war and its impact with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Hadley Droge.
I feel sorry for those boys that came back from Nam. Worked with a lot of them in the factory, and they didn't say much about it, really. They wouldn't really talk about it. But it was hard on them when they came home. Somehow you knew, maybe you asked them, I'm not sure, or they might have told you. And I know one of my friend's brothers had gotten killed there. My cousin was in Nam. You know, it just seemed like you knew so many of them around your age that went to Vietnam. You know, we lost 57,000 men. It was pretty sad. You just would hear the count every day of how many Americans were lost, and then they would have to put a figure out there for how many Viet Cong were lost. And it's sad on both sides, you know. Everybody just wants to live. And being a mother, you thought, oh, gosh, how could you stand it when your boys would be over there knowing they're in a jungle and there's snipers in the trees? I know I was out at the VA one day, and my son-in-law had to go to Iraq. I think that's when he had to go to Iraq. You know, my daughter had her husband and her son both over in the Mideast at the same time. But something was said about the Desert War, and he said, oh, that wasn't a war, that was nothing. He said, you know, we were in the jungle with snipers, and I thought to myself, I can't imagine it. I just can't imagine. My son-in-law and grandson both got back unscathed, and I was happy about that and worried about my grandson being sent. He and a bunch of his buddies signed up, right? They graduated in 2000 from Miamisburg, and a bunch of them signed up for the Army to get college paid for or whatever. And that's right when, you know, 9/11, right after that, hit the fan. And so things got pretty hectic after that. You just worried. You knew they were going to go. We had to do something. So that's basically what I remember, him and his buddies going off to war, and his one good buddy went into the medics, and he was telling about one time the first day on the job, one of the new recruits got his head blown apart, and he's trying to hold it together. And I thought, oh, my God, these are just 18, 19-year-old boys, you know, how? As far as any war goes, I don't know why. You know, you wouldn't want to send your baby to war. And I was lucky not to have any of my kids, but I got great-grandsons coming up now, and I know they're going to want to be in the service because their dad was.
That was Brenda Stone speaking with Hadley Droge as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Zebedee Reichert. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Delmar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.